5 years after it closed, there's a new development in the fight by Waterford Crystal Workers for their pensions. A trade union representing the workers has accepted an invitation to refer their pensions dispute to the Labour Relations Commission in the hope that a settlement can be reached. We're joined on the line from Waterford by the Regional Secretary of the Unite Trade Union, Jimmy Kelly. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, the background to this very briefly, when the Crystal factory closed, the loss of 1,500 jobs, workers discovered their pension scheme was insolvent. Subsequently, the European Court of Justice ruled the state here should step in and pay the pensions of some of those workers. So how come today the Labour Court has become involved or will be involved?
Well, we've spent, as you've said, since the beginning of this case, which was obviously the closure of Waterford Crystal, so an insolvent company and an insolvent pension fund. We took the long route in terms of the court process, eventually referred to the European courts, and we were successful in getting a ruling in our favour, which applies to all workers in the state. But we've since April 2013 been trying to get some speedy resolution to the case. It's in the court process and it's listed now for January of 2014. But we've spent a number of months engaging with the Department of the Taoiseach, Joan Burton, and we've now got agreement that Kieran Mulvey will be now looking at the case and trying to resolve and reach an agreed resolution. We had support along the way from a wide number of Oireachtas members, from the ICTU's David Begg. The financial implications of running a case like this is you won't get out of starting blocks without putting €1 million on the table. We've had financial support from SIPTU. So widespread support, and over the past number of months, we've been trying to get a mechanism for resolving the dispute on the pensions. And we see this now as a positive development. The court process in itself is very aloof. It's very detached from us. This gives us a way to engage. I've already been engaging with Kieran Mulvey, and he's looking forward to getting to a stage where we can have an agreed settlement, an agreed resolution of the dispute.
As you understand it, what was the government's difficulty in stepping in much earlier with a view to making up the shortfall?
Well, you get involved with the legal teams from both sides, and it's a very rigid process. We often hear the expression that cases get settled on the steps of the High Court. So there's all the gathering of evidence, there's all the provision of documents.
So was everyone too quick to get into a legal process then back in 2013?
I don't think there was any choice. When it was referred from the High Court to the European Court said that the state was in breach of its obligations, there had to be pension protection, but it didn't go on to define what pension protection would be, what percentage, what level of pension protection should exist. So it then had to come back to the Irish courts for the courts to look at what percentage would be pension protection. In that process, we managed to engage with the government and through the Taoiseach, Joan Burton, get to a stage of being able to refer to the LRC. Most people don't get the opportunity to do this when you're in the court process.
What would be an acceptable settlement then in to resolve this dispute fully?
Well, I suppose the fast answer is 100% of what everybody is entitled to.
What would be a realistic acceptable settlement?
Well, I want to engage in that process with Kieran Mulvey, outline our case, outline exactly what workers are entitled to. We've had the horrible situation that members are actually dying since we started this process. So we'll be outlining exactly what we think we're entitled to, what all the different categories of members with different earnings and different service are entitled to. And we have confidence then in the process that Kieran Mulvey is absolutely committed to reaching an agreed settlement that would be acceptable.
And you hope to be in the Labour Relations Commission when?
We're engaging this week, in fact. Okay. I've been talking to Kieran Mulvey and we're going to start our engagement with the LRC this week.
But the threat of legal action is still there. That hasn't gone away. That's still listed for the High Court.
For the High Court in January 2015. That's still in place and will happen if there's no resolution in this process.
Okay, we will leave it there. Jimmy Kelly of the Unite Trade Union, thank you for joining us this morning.